Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Long Shots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Long Shots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
That cold case you're listening to? Nasty stuff. But you know what else is a crime? Missing even a moment of whatever you're doing to go on a drink run. Luckily, there's Drizly, the number one app for alcohol delivery. With Drizly, you can compare prices on the biggest selection of beer, wine, and spirits, then get them delivered in under 60 minutes. So download the Drizly app or go to drizly.com. That's DRIZLY.com today.
Thanks for tuning into Americana Music Profiles. The next episode starts right now.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. KK Hammond is a singer-songwriter, slide guitarist, living in the UK countryside in a place called Buckinghamshire. It's there where she works with horses by day and hones her skill, working on her gritty vibe of the swamp and old Appalachia. Influenced by 1930s Delta blues and channeling some of the greats such as Robert Johnson, Son House, Charlie Patton, and Leadbelly. Chris joins me on this edition of Americana Music Profiles as we talk about her love of Delta blues and new album due out early next year called Delta Roll Blues. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Greg. Thank you so much for having me on.
Hey, glad to talk to you. You are across the pond, as they say, right? In what part of Europe are you in?
That's right. I'm in England, so I'm not too far from London. I'm about 30 miles from London as the crow flies.
Yeah.
I'm way out in the sticks in a county called Buckinghamshire, and I live very remotely on a farm tucked away in the woods. So,
wow.
I do enjoy the country living.
Is that did you grow up that way? Is this a newer place of residence for you?
No, it's a funny old thing. I'm a London girl originally. I was born and bred in London. But my mother is French and she comes from a farming background. So I think we've always just ended up drawn back to the countryside. And I'm not someone who really gets on with the city so much. I find it really stressful. And yeah, I just love to see wilderness and just nothing and no people. That suits me as well.
Yeah,
I'm a total hermit.
Yeah, that's cool. How long have you been there where you are now?
I've been out here about 10 years.
Okay.
Quite a while now. I've definitely settled into the country life. I mean, when I was a kid, I spent a lot of time in the country, and I just always knew it was on my cards for the future. So, yeah, I'm very happy to be here, and I can't imagine ever ending up in a city again. I really hope not. I'm not cut for it, I don't think.
And this is a place that you live by yourself? Do you have people that live with you, neighbors, is it truly way out?
There are neighbors, but there's a couple of houses down here in the valley where we live, and they're like a fair distance away. So there's only two other houses down here.
Wow.
And we are friendly, so that's good. That's helpful.
Yeah.
You know, if someone has a
sure
problem. And there are problems down here. You do end up, you know, stuck in snow and stuff like that occurs. So to have a neighbor with a tractor or the like is pretty handy stuff.
Yeah. So music for you started when? When did you catch the music bug?
I think when I was a kid, my dad used to play flamenco guitar for me. He had a real passion for Spanish guitar.
Mm.
And I always used to watch and think, oh, you know, I really like, you know, that sort of music. I feel it's very emotive and it's full of passion, that sort of music. And I think really and truly, that was my gateway into taking an interest in guitar. Because I guess, you know, your dad lets you play with a guitar,
right,
and
right.
He showed me one or two bits and pieces, and I always felt a draw to the guitar. And then when I was a teenager, I started playing with metal bands. So that was sort of really the genre where I got started. And I guess as the passage of time went on, I started calming down a little bit because it was pretty heavy, hardcore metal I was into. So with the passage of time, I started getting into a bit more of a sedate pace of music. And that saw me slide into more. It started with folk and bluegrass, actually. I quite sort of enjoyed.
Cool.
And then, I mean, I've always loved blues. One of my childhood best mates was, he was a big, big blues fan. And he loved all the early roots blues. And he always used to tell me about it and play it to me. And also the more of the sort of the 60s stuff, you know, Hendrix and the Doors and Zeppelin and the Stones. So that's always been with me somewhere, a love for roots music, you know.
Where did the bluegrass come in for you?
That was sort of towards the end where, I mean, you play so much heavy metal, you think, you know what, I really need, I need a break, I need to chill out.
Yeah.
And I've just always sort of had bluegrass, has always been on my rota for music I listen to. And me and a couple of friends just did a few interesting covers of old folk songs. And I think, like, there's just been so many elements that have led me there. Like,
yeah.
I've always loved horror films and murder ballads. And obviously sort of the darker folk music the old blues has a lot of mystique and folklore and legends surrounding it. So I think there were multiple paths in that ended me up in a sort of blues genre specifically. I really do feel that's my area, and everything I listen to now really is old roots blues. It's just what's always in my mind and what I really enjoy listening to. So, yeah, I think that's how I got here.
How long have you been playing this style of music?
I picked up a slide guitar about 6 years ago. I'm not even sure what the instigator was. I guess watching all my favorite bluesmen, I was like, yeah, you know, that would be kind of an interesting style of guitar to take up. So I started playing slide, and I thought, I really enjoy this. Like, I can see myself never playing standard tuning again. This is just really something that resonates with me. Excuse the pun. It very much was a style that I find is pretty easy, slide, and I feel it's a style you can just play with a lot of feel. You can blank your mind, forget about what you're doing, and just play that guitar, know, with totally from the soul. And I think that's why I got there anyway, with the slide guitar. And literally none of my guitars are in standard tuning anymore. It's all open tunings and slide.
Yeah, that's cool. What about the songwriting piece? When did that kick in for you?
I think I've always been a songwriter. I've always been someone who's enjoyed to write lyrics and put those lyrics to music. Obviously, I think I probably played the slide guitar for about 6 months, and I guess I followed the usual path of doing a few covers and whatnot. But then playing this guitar gave me a route to find a lot of music tucked away in this guitar, a lot of little hooks and riffs. And I thought, oh, you know, that would be something interesting to write a little song around. And then essentially a little lyric would pop into my head, maybe just like a couple of words sometimes. And I'd say, oh, you know, I'm going to write a whole song surrounding that premise, that vibe, or that story. So I think it's always quite a organic process for me. I don't have a structure or a plan. I just wait for the music to hit me and for inspirational thought or idea or hook to just hit me. And it just all kind of unfolds from there.
We talked earlier about, you know, where you live and being out in the countryside. Are you able to still get out and play? Is that part of what you enjoy doing, is being in front of folks and sharing your music?
I have to say, my absolute passion is the songwriting and the recording. And I've set myself up a little home studio. So yeah, the favorite thing for me to do is to sit around and pick at a guitar and think of some new some new tracks, really. You know, that's what I enjoy. That's my passion in life. When it comes to playing live, it's not something I really enjoy anymore. I did it. I used to do it with my metal bands, and I'm not the biggest fan of having all eyes on me. You know, I prefer to not have all eyes on me. And I think there's a confidence issue as well. Yeah. I think I feel very much that it's something you need to kind of want, because I don't want to put on a bad show because I feel like I'm like rocking my hermit vibes that day. You know, I want to really give people a good show. So I'm sure I'll get there. I'm sure the inspiration will maybe one day grab me and I'll do a little bit more live stuff. But for now, I'm really enjoying the writing, and it's quite a slow process for me. So it took me a couple of years to do my album, which is coming out soon. So it's, you know, I don't tend to sit down and like hash out an album in a couple of months. Mm-hmm. So I do like to take my time and think about it. And the more time I spend in the studio, the happier I am. Mm. So really that's the path I'm trying to follow, because you've got to love what you do, I think.
Sure, for sure. Yeah. And you mentioned the album Death Roll Blues, and I think I read where you anticipate March as the release of that.
That's right, March 31st.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this your first album with this style of music?
It is indeed. Okay. Yeah, everything I've released previously has been singles, so this is my first album. I'm very, very excited about it.
Okay. And are the previous singles going to be on this album, or is this all totally new music?
No. Yeah, it's all fresh stuff. I mean, people have been so good to me, and I've had so much amazing support with the singles, so I didn't really want people to give me all that support and then get an album which was predictable. So that's why I took a little bit of extra time. You know, I just really wanted to say thank you to all the people who have followed me and supported me, and to be able to tell them, here's 9 brand new songs that you've never heard before. So.
Wow, that's cool. Where did the name The Curse of K.K. Hammond come from stage name?
I'm often asked that, and I think I really need to come up with a great story for this. But so far as I know, I'm not cursed. I just borrowed from the early roots music legend.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of fun folklore, and I thought, oh, you know, that would be, there's a lot of old silly stories about deals with the devil and crossroads and stuff like that, and it just felt like a fun name, I thought, that would have a little bit of commercial appeal, I
sure,
guess. But
yeah.
I need to work on that, Greg. I need to come up with a story about how some demon at a crossroads sold me something.
Right. Yeah. Well,
exactly.
It helps with the narrative. It fits with the whole theme of your interest in horror films and living in the murky forest out somewhere in the way out, you know, and yeah, why not?
I mean, I tell you what, every time I take a guitar out and I leave the case on the floor, and I mean, this is unwavering, I always cut my foot on the case.
Oh, no.
I think that could be my curse.
Right.
Yeah, my feet are covered with scars now, and I think, why do I leave guitar cases on the floor open? I've got to stop doing this. But as so far, I think let's go with that. That's the curse of KK. I keep cutting my feet on the guitar case.
Right, yeah. Maybe there's a song in that.
There could well be, couldn't there? I'll have to dig deep.
So I found it interesting that you have this kind of dark or murky side or style to your music, and yet you're one of the other things you enjoy doing is working with horses. They're often so peaceful, and you know, it just seems like such an interesting polar opposites almost of two different passions.
Well, you know, I have to say, horses are very interesting people. You know, they've got a lot going on in their heads, and they speak a certain language. And I think that a lot of people own them, but they don't actually know how to communicate with them. And they're just such willing creatures. I do a lot of remedial work. I help people who have problem horses. And really, all these animals want to do is please. They're such great companions, and I feel they're grossly misunderstood. You know, I think there's people who own them and have done so for years and don't really understand their body language and what makes them tick. So I feel horses are, you know, in a funny way, I feel there is a relation there with the sort of depth that I feel my music and where I go to in my soul to write the music.
Hmm.
And sentiments I'm getting out and the very deep feelings I have inside me. And I feel that when I work with horses, it's kind of the same thing. It's about taking a misunderstood animal and finding the elements inside them that they just want to tell you. They all have a story to tell you. So I think there's actually more of a connection than you'd think, you know, when you work with misunderstood horses.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that that work inspires anything musically for you?
I mean, there's a bit, there's the old cowboy connection, isn't there?
Yeah.
And like, funny enough, I'm working with a friend of mine, a fellow musician called Casper Berry Rapkin. We're working on a new single for next year, and that is going to be very much cowboy themed. And we found a super cool a place. It's in England, and it's where they film a lot of cowboy movies, believe it or not. It's a fully functional Western town. So yeah, we're going to film it there. And I have to say, you know, I mean, in England, you don't really get a lot of people wandering around in equestrian scenes in a cowboy style. And that's yeah. how I've always done it. I've got my hat and my boots.
Yeah.
And I've always worked with horses in almost a more Western approach, really. So yeah, I guess there's always going to be a crossover there, isn't there?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, especially with the horses as part of the backdrop. That whole alternative country, folk rock, Americana lends itself to that old West motif. And that's exciting.
So. That's right. That's right. I mean, I also have an interest in herpetology and reptiles. So I guess there's a lot of reptile themes in my music, swamp themes. So
yeah.
So perhaps maybe that's another hobby that leaks through, you know, back and forth.
Where did the interest in horror films come from?
I think, again, like, funny enough, the same friend who introduced me to the blues introduced me to a lot of cool horror films. And I think it was for me, it was probably an element of forbidden fruit. I wasn't one of those little kids that could just, stick on Friday the 13th. My mum said no. So, you know, I really want to watch this horror film. And I think I was about 13 when I snuck off and watched The Exorcist. And I just thought, for me, what I love about them is they are, some of them are, they're not all great, but when you get a really good one, it's terrifying, but you're safe to feel scared, you know. Nothing's going to hurt you, nothing's going to get you, but you can sit there and like really shiver and go, oh, I'm so glad that's not me, you know. And I like that about them. It's a bit like, I guess it's like a roller coaster, but safer, isn't it? So it's a way to enjoy fear safely.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to look at that. I've never thought of it that way. I don't like to be scared, so I those are not the types of movies I migrate to. But then
I hear you.
I like adventure films, and there's lots of if a film is done right, you know, you can be scared in adventure films just as easily as
you can indeed.
Horror movies.
You can. I have to say, like, I love shark films because that's one of my biggest fears.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love sharks. I love nature in general. But yeah, the idea of getting in a situation where I was anywhere near a shark, or I think I've got a good healthy pinch of thalassophobia, a fear of the ocean or water.
Right.
That is definitely a theme that absolutely terrifies me. But I guess it sort of crosses over a little bit more into adventure films as well, like you say. So
yeah.
I like adventure films too. Actually, I like those elements Yeah, like safe danger. It's the same deal, isn't it? We're just coming at it at different angles, aren't we?
Sure. Yeah. No, I really like what you said about, you know, it's a safe way to be scared. I had never considered that as a way to let yourself be a little more free and less intense. You know, sometimes you can get really worked up by a film like that and maybe not even enjoy it for what it is because you've been too scared by what's in front of you. So yeah,
you can't watch a horror film alone, can you? And there's been a few that have really scared me.
Such
a horrible concept, and I need a glass of water. How am I going to go downstairs now, you know? So
right, especially living in the forest.
Yeah. I mean, we get a lot of spooky animal noises out here, but I know what they all are, so that's okay.
That's
I think
good. yeah
Yeah, I'm all good out here. I think I feel worse, like in the big city around lots of people. I think that's much scarier.
Well, that's true. There's an element to that as well.
yeah.
Nature, you typically are, with a few exceptions, there aren't many predators in nature that you can't work your way around, but not so much in the big cities.
I was going to say as well, where I live, I mean, I'm in England. I don't think there's anything to worry about too much here, you know. We haven't got mountain lions, no bears. I think some parts of England have got some wild boars now, so they could mow you down.
Right.
But generally, I'm not too concerned, you know.
Yeah. So the new album is Death Roll Blues, expected
That's
out
right.
End of March.
That's it.
And you're writing... Looking forward, perhaps, for something beyond that?
Well, I mean, one step at a time, but the next plan, and I have been trying to think ahead a little bit, is, as I mentioned before, my pal Casper Berry Rapkin, he's a great bluesman, an amazing guitarist. We've been working on a single for next year, mm-hmm. and we thought it would be a lot of fun to do this this Western-themed music video. Mm-hmm. And we have a few friends in the industry who can... help us out with costume and even like obviously my horse connection comes in handy there. We may have some horses in the video. So that is the next plan. And then I think after the album was a lot of work. It was very intense for me. So I think probably what I'm going to do for a while now is do singles, mm-hmm. Maybe a little collection, maybe some. I have been thinking as well about doing a instrumental album, just a short one, you know, a few tracks, because mm-hmm, it is a lot of fun to play slide, and I love to get lost in the music that way mm-hmm. and not have to worry too much about structure and lyrics. So yeah, something like that could be a lot of fun, I reckon.
And as you said earlier, probably no plans at present to do any sort of tours or playing out with the new music?
No tours yet, but Casper is on my case. So he plays a lot of gigs, and one of these days I'm definitely going to be dragged on stage. I think it's going to happen.
Yeah,
so,
good.
Yeah, never
good.
Say never. I've got to do it one of these days. I'm not planning any big tours now.
Yeah.
I really want to work on more material. I feel I could do with some more material to have a good basis with which to get out there. So that's my yeah. main concern now. So keep living the hermit life for a while and until I can't,
yeah.
until I've run out of it.
Great. So if folks want to listen to the new album or get in line to be notified when the new album's out, listen to some of your earlier singles, what's the best way to get in touch with you? How do you like to communicate?
The best way to do it is probably via my website. It's all laid out on there, so you can find all my streaming sites and links to absolutely everything and all my social media. And that is thecurseofkkhammond.com. And I mean, I love to speak to fans. So the best place to catch me is usually Instagram. That's my favorite social site. And I try and answer everyone and always love to speak to people who enjoy my music. It's always a pleasure. So that's a good place to catch me.
Yeah. Great. Well, I certainly enjoy what you're doing. It's very catchy and entertaining. I love the story.
Thank you, Brett.
Love all of the inspiration behind it. So I certainly wish you well with it. And we've enjoyed having you on today.
Oh, thank you, Greg. I really appreciate it. It was a lot of... I really enjoyed speaking to you. It was great.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Long Shots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Long Shots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.